Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Chapman, who publishes the International Forecaster and keeps us and people all across the world abreast of what's going on financially. The information you're not going to read in the New York Times or elsewhere, or at least the proper interpretation of the events taking place financially throughout the world as we move into a world financial crisis. And the world we've known in the past is going to cease to exist. The whole world financial system is certainly hanging on the edge of a razor right now, and the question is what's going to happen. Certainly they're pouring money into Europe, like it's going out of style. The Federal Reserve System just created $1 trillion out of nothing and swapped it with the European Central Bank so they could loan it to the banks over there so the bank could leverage it to try to keep the European financial structure intact. You have to understand that it had taken the United States 200 years to amass a $1 trillion in debt from 1789 up until 1980. And yet, of course, the America has just created for our own federal government $1.3 trillion of debt this last year. For the year 2012, it'll probably be about $1.2 trillion additional in debt. And then the Federal Reserve just creates another $1 trillion, swaps it with Europe to bail out the European financial system. What in heaven's name is going to happen, Bob Chapman?
They're going to want money more and more and more. There's going to be no end to it.
Right.
They being the banks in particular. And this is going to go on and on until they can't do it anymore. And as John Williams says, we'll probably have hyperinflation.
Right.
And he's right. He's talking 20 or 30%. Maybe 20 to 50%.
All right. Now, how soon do you anticipate that? I mean, are we talking about 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years? Well, how soon do you think that the hyperinflation and even 20 or 30% a year would be certainly within 3 years would pretty well have decimated the savings of most people?
Well, that's a very hard one to call because we don't know what they're going to do in the interim. They might create 10, 20, 30 trillion, and that might take them out 5 years, even though inflation might be raging. And if they do that, and let's say it reaches the inflation, 35 or 40%, let's say 4 to 5 years from now, then we can expect in the interim that people will continue to lose their purchasing power. And they'll have it coming at them from both ends. I mean, the $2.50 loaf of bread today might be $5. And that means you can't buy a loaf of bread. You have to buy a half a loaf and get by on that. But the timing is too hard. It all depends on how quickly the monetization of the money that's been created by the Fed for QE3 in this case, and also what's been lent to the European Central Bank. And
hold that thought. If you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Okay, Bob, you go right ahead.
The question is, how much is enough? And it's just no...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Of our major banks, predominantly, and basically we simply had created $1 trillion out of nothing, the Fed Reserve did. And then they swapped that with the European Central Bank created $1 trillion out of nothing, gave it to America. America gave them $1 trillion in American money, and of course this is all paper transition. And then of course they lent out about $650 billion of that to European banks. I don't know whether that happened to the other $350 billion, but right now this is keeping the banks of Europe afloat because the whole world financial system is breaking down, and America and American central bank, which of course eventually any problems they have are eventually going to come back on the American people. We are keeping the whole world financial system afloat. Bob was just saying that happened about 5 weeks ago. Now go ahead with your thought on that, please.
Well, there's two thoughts here. Number one, you have just witnessed the surreptitious, secretive takeover, transparently, of the world financial system by the Federal Reserve in the United States. The Anglo-American combination now runs it all. And they had to get rid of Jean-Claude Trochet in order to do that, because he was the last head of the European Central Bank. Now, We have other illuminists running things who are far more aggressive. They get their marching orders. They know exactly what to do, and they're going to do it. Secondly, you know, we're talking about $1 trillion. And before February's out, they're calling for more money, the banks. Will it be $350 trillion? Maybe. Excuse me, $350 billion? Maybe. On the other hand, it might be larger than that. In the last 2 years, those banks have received in loans $3.2 trillion. So you tack on another $350, and you're up to, let's say, $3.6 trillion. They're going to keep on coming back. They're insolvent. They don't have anything. And so that's a lot of monetization. And that's why John Williams talks the way he does. He sees what I see. And others do, too. I guess that John's still very good about doing it. And so that's the direction that they've chosen. We don't have any choice. You got to do what you can do, and that's it.
What about the major banks over in Europe? Are they solvent? I'm talking about the big ones, Credit Suisse, certainly Royal Bank of Switzerland.
There's 525 banks that are broke.
Really?
In Europe alone. That's where they took the money, $650 billion over the past, they took it 3 or 4 weeks ago. It's a last-ditch effort that could last a while.
Okay. So basically, they may tide things over, what, a year or so, a year or two with that $650
billion? Might be more than that.
Okay, fine. So at least it'll get us through the maybe the end of this year into next year. So basically, as long as we keep pouring that money out, highly inflationary, going to eventually destroy the financial system. But at least for the time being, they're going to keep it afloat. Would that be a fair estimate?
Yes.
Okay, fine. And basically, my impression is that there's some sort of a timetable. We don't know what that timetable is, but for the time being, at least they're going to keep this thing from falling apart. When the time comes in their timetable that they want to collapse it, they're going to collapse it. And I just don't know when that's going to be or what the consequences will be. Well, basically, of course, what about the American economy? Now we're told, of course, by our president, isn't it wonderful? Unemployment's down to 8.3%, but he doesn't tell you that the simply lying figures don't lie, but liars figure, and they work for the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and the real figures have nothing to do with what they're telling the American people, any more than they're telling the American people what really happened at the Oklahoma City bombing, what really happened at the time of the attack on September 11th, what's really going on over in Afghanistan, where we have almost 500,000 troops, or over 500,000 troops, and I'm talking about 300,000 Afghan troops, 100,000 contractors, 90,000 American combat troops, 46,000 NATO troops, although France and other countries are pulling their troops out of Afghanistan. And we're fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. They can't let the American people know that. They can't let the American people know that Al-Qaeda is being funded by Pakistani ISI and, of course, Saudi Arabia. And we are funding, of course, Saudi Arabia and Pakistani intelligence, CIA is, and the American people have to believe that what we're reading in the newspaper is true. What is indeed happening to our economy in America today?
It's being subjected to the very same forces that you see in England, which we haven't spoken of, and Europe. And they're going to go through the same thing. Will QE3 be? I don't know. I guessed several months ago when I said it was coming, probably between March and June. I guessed that probably $800 billion of purchasing from banks, bonds that contain mortgages, known as CDOs and MBSs. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it'll be $1.3 trillion. Or maybe banks will buy more of treasuries and not have to rid so much out of their books. And it's a strange combination. I mean, last year we saw the Federal Reserve buy 80% of the new issue of treasuries by the United States government. And those treasuries are sitting on a balance sheet that belongs to the Fed. And we don't know what the real numbers are. And so we really can't comment on them yet. But I expect that those are the numbers we're looking at. And a combination of the money being forced into the banking system in Europe and in the United States, and England doing the same thing, will bring about a sideways movement in economy for about a year and a half, and all three economies. And they're going to have to just create more money after that.
Well, it's sort of like you're getting further and further into debt for an individual and them going out and borrowing money so that they can pay off the debt they already have.
It's true.
All right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Bob or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Nobody wants to really address what's going on today. We have massive debt overhanging the entire financial market. Only one person talks about that. That's Congressman Ron Paul. Listen to what he says. He says we have to liquidate the debt. Most people have even no idea what he's talking about. How do you liquidate the debt? Why, you simply just write it off. Of course, it has a terrible effect on the banks, but there is no way that America can ever pay off the massive debts that we have. Basically, of course, your regular increase in federal debt is not, as we're told this last year, $1.3 to $1.4 trillion. If you take it and you did proper accounting, it would be $5 or $6 trillion, because of course all the people have become eligible for Social Security and Medicare, and there's no way possible to actually ever pay that off. Let's go to Suzette calling from Monterey. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Suzette, do you have a question for Bob?
I do, Dr. Stan. Hi, Mr. Chapman. My question has to do with, would you please connect the dots on how it is that the United States seems to be going to war with countries that decide to trade outside of the dollar when it comes to their oil business. I'm thinking of what happened in Libya, what happened, of course, in Iraq, and what's happening in Iran now with the Iranians trading their oil with the Chinese and the Russians outside of the dollar.
And what you're suggesting, of course, is that what countries throughout the world refuse to go along with our central bank and suddenly try to, of course, break the dollar hold on the oil trade. In other words, all trading in oil has to be in dollars. And when Gaddafi started to, of course, use other means of selling his oil, when Saddam Hussein defied our banks, suddenly, of course, we were at war with those countries, and then, of course, the dictators ended up getting ruthlessly murdered. So basically, the question is there a relationship between the unwillingness or efforts on the part of countries to defy our central bank and the onset of wars? Bob, is that a legitimate concern, or is that simply one of those old wives' tales?
It's legitimate concern.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ladies and gentlemen, money makes the world go round. Suzette, do you have any other questions or comments?
No, I did have another question, but I've forgotten it.
Well, you don't have to. I have further answers.
All right, go ahead,
first
Bob.
First one. And that...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
American dollars, specifically any purchases of oil, which is essential for modern civilization, had to be made in American dollar. And because Iran has suggested using gold or other currencies for that, and they may very well then, of course, have their country destroyed because of that. Is that really how the world works today? And unfortunately, it really is. There is a world financial structure, but behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces that are moving this, and this is what most people do not take into account when we discuss geopolitics. We have, of course, the physical, we have the obvious, And then there is a supernatural force at work within the world today. Suzette, thanks so very much for giving us a call. And let's go to Joe calling us from Carmel, California. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But ladies and gentlemen, I would simply point out that we're going to war with Iran sooner or later. I don't know when it's going to be. Anything we say is purely a guess based upon the information we're getting from the people who are running the world, people like the people from the Council on Foreign Relations. And when you read in the newspaper about Dennis Ross talking about the necessity of a war with Iran, and who in the world is Dennis Ross? Well, he's a member of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. He's one of the men who's pulling the strings on the things that are going on. When you read that John Bolton keeps talking about the necessity for a war with Iran, who is John Bolton? He's a high-ranking member of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Project for the New American Century. They tell you it's now defunct, but the organization is still working there. It's the organization of neocons. You can't tell the players without a program. You want the program, we have it. It's called Who Rules America by Galen Ross. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Joe from Carmel, do you have a good question for Bob?
Yes. In 2007, there was a bout of deflation before the inflation resumed. And I wondered how confident you are that that won't repeat this time around when, silver went down to $9, for example.
I'm very confident. Any sort of deflationary aspect, which we get all the time, will be buried by that inflationary mode. Now, you go back to 1980, this is nothing new. The Federal Reserve has been pouring money into the economy since 2000 when the stock market collapsed. You remember that? And so that's when it really started in earnest, and that's how they covered up the deflationary pull, especially during 06 and 07 when you had the collapse of the real estate market. And that's what kept the deflation at bay. And they also use it as an excuse. It's an excuse for, creating money and credit, because once deflation gets a hold of us, we can't escape.
Yeah, but they might make a mistake.
Right.
They might do it by mistake.
Oh, I don't know. Could be, but I don't think so.
I think, Joe,
the divine mistake is really the inflationary part of it. They admitted that they're going all the way with this.
But of course, eventually, Joe, it will end up with a deflation and everything's going to collapse. But that's down the line. We don't know where. But the reason that they got silver and gold down so low is they manipulate the commodity market. And they go in and they just sell all sorts of contracts and they keep selling and selling and selling until they force people who are holding those contracts to sell. They get margin call after margin call after margin call. And eventually they simply bow out. They lose a lot of money. And this, the system is designed. They win, we lose. And
so you're saying the Fed is complicit in that?
Absolutely. But they're working hand in glove, in my estimation, with the international financiers, the people who really run the world.
Mm-hmm. And you've got to remember that the Fed is owned by these major banks, not only in the United States, but in Europe as well.
Right. And they all interlock together, and of course people will tell you it's a Jewish conspiracy. It is not. It's an occult conspiracy. And you can tie all of these people into various sundry occult organizations. The spiritual component is really what's so important, and that's what most people who talk about this miss. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll be back in just a minute, Joe.
Gather, This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Why do the other countries go along with this? Why? Because America has their troops stationed in other countries. We have occupation troops in the third largest economy in the world. That is, of course, we are occupying Japan. We have our troops occupying the fourth largest economy in the world. That's Germany. And why do we still have troops in Japan and Germany 65 years after the Second World War ended? Does anybody ever ask that? And of course, the thing is, we are still controlling those economies. And if you are in those countries and you step out of line, why, you get into real trouble. Who's the largest purchaser of American bonds today? Well, it probably Japan. It's a toss-up between Japan and China, but I think that right now Japan is the largest purchaser of American bonds. Why would Japan want to buy American bonds when it's obviously that we're never going to be able to pay back the massive amounts of money we're borrowing? Why? Because we have our troops stationed in that country. It's just that simple. We have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world. People don't understand how the world works. But when you have your troops stationed in a nation, you control that nation. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And there's not one person, American in 1,000, who has any idea how geopolitics really works. When you have your troops stationed in a nation, when you have your special forces units, men who are trained in killing and assassination, stationed in a nation, we have our special forces units in 75 nations throughout the world. These are professional killers, ladies and gentlemen. They will sit and kill you as look at you. They readily admit they killed a defenseless man named Osama bin Laden. At least we're told they killed him. He had no weapons at all. They simply just shot him, killed him. And we know he's dead because somebody said, you know, he's registered to vote in Chicago, so he has to be dead. Anyway, if you have a question or comment for Bob, give us a call. But it's so vitally important that you understand the power structure of the world. And it's nothing similar to what you're going to see on television, on ABC, CBS, or NBC. America is the dominant military force in the world. We spend more money on our military than all the rest of the countries in the world put together. Why do we have such a massive military? So we can dominate the world. This is what it's all about. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree completely, especially about the occupation forces. It's obvious why they are where they are.
Right.
And the only way that's going to change is the economic and financial system of the United States has to be undermined like others. And then they'll have their last big war, and that'll be the end of the American empire. And then maybe China will come along and say, or we're the big guys now, or Russia, or whatever.
And they'll send their troops to our nation, and this is the way the world works. But ladies and gentlemen, the average individual has no concept of what's really going on. What's really so interesting is that actually they're beginning to cut back on the American military expenditures. They know that the good days are no longer there. You can't keep spending, you know, 43 cents out of every dollar is borrowed money. And we're beginning to cut back on our military for the first time, and I can remember when. Well, let's go to Rich calling from Aromas. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Rich has a question for Bob. Go right ahead, Bob.
Go ahead, Rich.
Go right ahead, Rich.
Thank you, Grandpa. Hey, Bob. You said that the Federal Reserve is just printing, bringing this money out of nowhere and everything else. What's the little person supposed to do to protect them and their family?
They just have to struggle. And the best thing they can do is put storable foods away. And because the jobs may disappear that are left, and then on top of that, they may lose their homes or their vehicles. And so food and a water filter are the most important, followed by a method of defending your family. And I think those are the things that they should try to do in the interim, while they're still up against it. I know it's hard, but I'm seeing people who didn't do that, and they're coming down to the end of extended unemployment and things like that. And very simply, there's no money for them. I mean, they said that they would extend extended unemployment for 2 months. Well, I don't think that's sufficient, and I think in order to keep something bordering on chaos out of the American social structure, and believe me, I'm not a socialist, but they've got to keep that going because the fallout will be terrible. You have all kinds of crime going on for people that are desperate.
Well, you're sitting here right now, of course, you have 46 million Americans are getting food stamps. Oh, I think something like 48 or 49% of the American people are getting some sort of a government grant, whether it be Social Security or Social Security disability or home subsidies or Medicaid but everybody is almost half of the American population are getting a check from the government. Where is the government going to get their money? Well, because they can't tax the people. If they tax the people, they would suddenly collapse the economy. So they continue borrowing it. And who are we borrowing it from? We're borrowing it from myself. What more logical situation is there? You simply lend yourself money so that you can continue giving it away. We have a massive program of foreign aid. We give about $35, $36 billion a year to other countries. And where does the money come from? We simply borrow it. Does that make any sense to borrow money to give away? Well, it does if you understand that the whole idea is to dominate the world. Rich, do you have any other questions?
Well, I wasn't around in the 30s. I don't know if you guys were either. But wasn't it in about 1932, 33, the German mark, that they were taking wheelbarrows of paper to go shopping, like for bread or just essentials? But I remember seeing a picture in the history book where a man was pushing a wheelbarrow of paper. Do you think it's going to get that bad here? And what do the little people do to get out of that paper? Do we just put it in, keep putting it in the metal? Or what do you suggest we do?
Well, I think you don't have any choice. You keep on putting in the gold and silver coins, bullion and shares. And there is no other option for those who understand what is going on. And the years you're referring to are 1922-23. And that was followed by a great turmoil in Europe, and particularly Germany. And the end of that was the culmination in the election of the National Socialist Party in Germany, led by Adolf Hitler.
In fact, this story is told in that time. This fellow had a wheelbarrow full of money, and so he actually went down to the store with it. He left for a moment, and when he came back, the money was there. Somebody had stolen the wheelbarrow. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it sounds ridiculous, but this is what happens with an inflationary spiral. We saw this recently in Zimbabwe when the American government tried this. It was simply a social experiment in Rhodesia. They had 11 million people there. It was really a utopian sort of society. There was no racial discrimination. Certainly black and white had equal rights in that country. And, of course, they elected a black president who was not a dedicated socialist. Henry Kissinger went in and ordered them to install a man named Mugabe. Now, Mugabe was a Marxist criminal thug trained in China, in communist, and he promised. He went on television. I talked to people who were there. Henry Kissinger went on television and promised the people of Rhodesia that if they'd simply install Mugabe, all of the sanctions against the country would be lifted. And he gave his personal word that if things ever got out of hand, America would come to their aid. Well, you know, a promise from Henry Kissinger, and $5 will buy you a cup of coffee at Starbucks, any place in the country today. And basically, of course, half the people have fled the country. I mean, everybody there certainly lives in constant terror, fear, murder, rape, pillage are common. Certainly there's no sense of law and order. Certainly the military and the police are well taken care of. The communists are well taken care of. The Chinese communists are there. We could stop the whole thing anytime by putting sanctions on them again. We absolutely refuse to do that. We could cut off their sale of diamonds, which is a major source of income. We refuse to do that. A social experiment to see what would happen. And, of course, food got up, a loaf of bread got up to $1 trillion, the Rhodesian dollars before they gave up their currency and went to using the American dollars as a means of exchange. But the country is shattered, the hopes of the people are gone, and both black and white have been decimated. Anybody who could flee the country has fled the country. They're living in refugee camps all over the world. And the fact this is never featured on ABC, CBS, and NBC as a triumph of American policy and, of course, of the integrity of Henry Kissinger. You're never going to see that on American television. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, And Rich, do you have anything else to say before we let you go?
Well, Bob, a good loaf of bread is $5 here. So when I heard you said $2.50, I said, no, that's the best. But for a good, heavy, wheat loaf of bread, it's $4.89 to over $5. So it's there already. I just hope no one ever steals my wheelbarrow. You guys have a good night.
Good night, Jerris. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-Liberty-464-8295. Our guest is Bob Chapman. Well, Bob, what's happening in England? Because certainly England did not go into the European Union. England, of course, has always been much closer to the United States and to Europe. But what is happening to the economy of Europe? What's happening to the average workman over there?
Unemployment continues higher. There's now zero down on buying a house and all the money you want. And they're in dreadful shape. The intercession of the state upon the people is legions beyond 1984. I mean, this is incredible. Absolutely incredible. And it just gets worse every day. And things are really coming unglued. I mean, we're looking at businesses that are having to shutter down. Go to High Street and you'll see that many shops are closed. And that's where many of the better shops were. And the same thing is true in Greece, and they're starting to see it in other countries as well.
Well, I think we're seeing it here in the United States as more and more companies are shutting down. Very interesting up in Ontario in Canada, why Caterpillar had a plant there, and they were manufacturing locomotives, and they actually would assemble the locomotives there. And of course, the people were Canadian workers making $35 an hour. And of course, Caterpillar offered them $12.50 to $18.50 an hour. And the workers refused to accept it. They said, we will not accept those wages. And Caterpillar said, fine, we're closing the plant and moving to Indiana. That's just what they've done. People in Indiana are happy to get those jobs at $12 to $18 an hour. And the people in Canada are saying, you can't do this. The government's got to intervene. The government says, we can't intervene. We can't make Caterpillar stay here. And you're going to see more and more of that here in the United States. This is part of the long-range plan for austerity, which of course means cutting back on government spending, but also certainly forcing our wages lower here. Certainly American Airlines has gone into file for bankruptcy. Of course, they're going to then slash the salaries. They're going to slash the pension funds. A lot of the people who thought they had secure pensions are going to lose them. And I think we're going to see more and more of that here in the United States as more and more of our major corporations either shift overseas or renegotiate their contracts with American workers. It's all part of a plan program to lower living standards in the United States as we've raised living standards throughout the world. It's all about the one world government. What are your thoughts on that, Bob?
Well, I think you're right. It's all about a one world government. And people in their attitudes are changing. They're moving from what they feel is a decent or good situation into one that is full of mental chaos and maybe physical as well. And you're going to see this grow. It is appalling that so few Americans know what to do to help themselves or even understand what's going on. They just don't. And could they conceivably? Maybe, but I don't think so. They've had no good training in schools. They don't know much about anything. They'd have to be totally retrained again. You know, you have this Now program, No Child Left Behind. And what is that? That means everybody passes. I mean, that's what it boils down to. And I know lots of about that. My daughter's a teacher. And it just gets worse and worse. And so is there a way to recover as a people? I don't know, but it's going to be very, very difficult.
Well, people have to really understand what's going on. They've got to be able to think. They've got to have a mentality beyond what the Super Bowl. They've got to begin to understand that economics. They've got to begin to understand we have an elite that controls us, that controls our mind, that controls our reality, that knows how to condition the reactions of the American people, and takes us from war to war to war. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, another war is coming. Well, Bob, you go right ahead. You got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Camps, and you'll actually see the pictures of them. Now there's a lot of false information being put out, disinformation. Remember, of course, they want to confuse the American people. But there really are real camps. They're really recruiting people. They're beginning to lay in supplies. There is a timetable. They know what's happening. We are not privy to it, but the time is very, very late. And freedom is lost when good people do nothing. Basically, the majority of the German people were good people. but there is no way to fight an organized force like the Gestapo, especially, of course, when they had the full help and support of both American and British intelligence agencies, because we had brought Adolf Hitler to power. We had set American corporations, 100 over there, of them over there, to build the weapons for the German military, not only, of course, to be used in the coming war, but also to be used to subdue the German people. Remember what happened in Germany, a civilized society, and yet all the people over there, if you haven't read the book we carry by Erwin Lutzer called Hitler's Cross, Erwin Lutzer, senior minister at the Moody Bible Church, and he will tell you they'd recruited the ministers there to tell the people to obey the government because of Romans 13. And what do you think FEMA is doing here in America? They're recruiting our ministers to tell the people to obey the government because of Romans 13. It's like deja vu all over again. We carry the book, Hitler's Cross, by Erwin Lutzer. You need to read it to know what happened in Hitler's Germany, to understand what's happening in America today. Bob Chapman, thanks very much for being with us. We'll look forward to talking to you next week at the same time.
I'll see you then.
God bless.
Thank you all for listening.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's one of our favorite guests is Bob Chapman. Our telephone number, of course, if you'd like to get our material, we have My Talk on the Financial Armageddon, My Talk on the Financial Tsunami. There are talks I gave some time ago telling you exactly what was happening, and it's all taking place today. Every American has a number, Social Security number, certainly is. A telephone number, a home address number, all of these are on file and recorded. They have their cameras out. Suddenly everybody has a card. Whenever you buy anything, whether it's a Visa card or a grocery card, there's a record. They're keeping dossiers on Americans. They listen to all your telephone calls through Project Echelon. They have fusion centers. Go up on the Internet and type in YouTube. Fusion centers, that's, of course, where they correlate the dossiers. DARPA has a dossier, the Office of Homeland Security has a dossier, FBI has a dossier, CIA has a dossier, all on you and members of your family. And then, of course, we have certainly the GPS monitoring. We find out that the Apple software was able to track every place your cell phone has been. And when confronted with that fact, the people at Apple said, how did that software ever get into our product? We just have no idea why we're certainly going to make sure it's out of there, why we never would have put that in. And if you believe that, ladies and gentlemen, you probably believe what they've told us about what happened on September 11th. Basically, because they certainly can track everything you do on the Internet. They're certainly mobilizing the FEMA camps across America today. They're militarizing our police and training them in SWAT team techniques. And, of course, they're training certainly our military for use in America when, of course, the whole system breaks down. Certainly, I've talked to a number of people in intelligence who have been told there's going to be all sorts of unrest for them to get out, and many people in intelligence agencies retire are simply leaving the country. This is not imaginary. It's real. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can go there, radioliberty.com, listen to our programs, Sydney, 24 hours a day. Beside her and guide her through. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Brad Dacus of the Pacific Justice Foundation, and I've known Brad since Sydney, for a long time. He's a lawyer. He's a Christian. He worked in other fields dealing with persecution of Christians, and the organization he was affiliated with left John Whitehead's organization, left California. Why? Brad Sadon organized Pacific Justice, and he has literally hundreds of lawyers who are working to help people, Christians that certainly are having financial problems or certainly not getting a fair shake, where there's actually frank persecution of people because of their Christian beliefs, efforts to try to get them to do things which are immoral or wrong. And of course, most people can't afford to get involved in these legal shenanigans that people on the other side have certainly unlimited amounts of money to hire lawyers. Well, Brad Dacus is there to help Christians, and I'm going to have to talk to my producer. It looks like we're having some problems, so hang on. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and right now we're not able to get Brad Dacus, and so basically give us a call if you have something you'd like to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and this is going to be open lines unless something comes up, unless we're able to get hold of Brad by one or another means. But this is what would you like to talk about? Would you like to talk about the population control agenda? Would you like to talk certainly about the coming war with Iran and what this could certainly mean to you, and how we know that there is going to be a war with Iran? And what would you like to talk about? We could talk about finances. We could talk certainly about the effort to dumb down our children. There is an organized effort to do that. We have somebody calling in, so... Hopefully we can pick up line one there, and we can find out who's calling in. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But how can we be certain there's going to be a war with Iran? Well, it's very seldom that you get an opportunity to talk to somebody who is part of this, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, one of those people who's part of this elite group that really rules the world. But, of course, I had one opportunity many years ago to talk to a gentleman who I think was affiliated with the Illuminati. He couldn't tell me anything directly, but he inferred to a number of things. He told me about the Isle of Man, about this is where the major meetings of these elitist groups were held. That's one of the islands out there in the middle of the Channel Islands. He actually was part and parcel of this. But he would be risking his life to give me too much information. But we did have the opportunity to communicate with Lindsay Williams, who I believe was in contact with a man who really knew what the future held, and we'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment, give us a call, and we'd love to talk to you about whatever you'd like to talk about. But certainly, we were talking about Lindsay Williams, and Lindsay certainly did work on the Alaska pipeline for many years, and Lindsay certainly did have a friend named Ken Fromm, who was very high up in the oil business, and he was the president of ARCO at the time he retired. And Lindsay had not heard from Mr. Fromm for almost 30 years until one day he got a call from Mr. Fromm and told him that he had instructions to tell Lindsay to stop talking about the massive oil supplies off the north slope of Alaska around Gull Island, or there'd be very, very serious consequences for he and his family. And Lindsay, of course, realized, of course, that it would be best not to try to argue with these people that had tremendous power. But after, of course, Lindsay had agreed to stop talking about Gull Island and to stop trying to sell his books, why, of course, he and Ken Fromm got to talking, and Ken had told him a number of things about what was going to happen in the future. When I talked to Lindsay, and this was, of course, in mid-2008, and Lindsay said, "I've got all this information, but I don't know what to do with it." I said, "Why don't you call Mr. Fromm back and ask him if it'll be all right for you to put it out?" And Lindsay did. Ken Fromm apparently had said, "Sure, we're not going to change anything. It's going to happen just like I told you. But, of course, just don't use my name, but you can go ahead and repeat anything I've told you." So that's what happened, and how Lindsay started getting on to radio programs all across the country with this story. And, of course, one of them was, of course, we thought the price of oil was going to continue going up at that time. It did not. It actually came down and fell dramatically from what we thought it was $140 a barrel, and fell down to $50 a barrel, and even down lower than that, exactly as Mr. Fromm had said. So I suddenly came to realize that here was a source of information we could contact and we ought to use. So about 6 months or so later, when it looked like we were going to war with Iran, I called Lindsay and I said, "Ask Ken Fromm if we're going to war with Iran." And Lindsay called him, and Ken Fromm laughed and said, "We're not going to war with Iran now." Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our regularly scheduled guest isn't here, so we're going to having open lines. We welcome your calls, and we'll be with Richard up in Spokane, who wants to talk about Iran. But I wanted to complete my thought. Certainly, I had called Lindsay Williams probably in about early 2009. The exact dates I don't remember exactly now, but I know that I was so concerned about the possibility of a war with Iran. I was writing my newsletters that I didn't know when the war was coming, but it could be at any time. But I called Lindsay Williams and I asked him to ask Ken Fromm if we were going to have a war with Iran. And Ken Fromm had laughed and said, "Lindsay, we're not going to have a war with Iran at this time. In a couple of years, yes, but we're not going to have a war with Iran now." And sure enough, the war didn't come. But Ken Fromm had said, "It is going to happen, but it'll be several years from now." Well, several years have gone by, and we had the unique opportunity of reading the transcript of a more or less covert meeting held at the Harold Pratt House, of headquarters of the CFR, about 2 weeks ago, where Matthew Koenig and somebody else, and Matthew is a member of the CFR, everybody there was a member of the CFR, and they were talking about the coming war with Iran. And we've talked about that in the past, and we get to that later, but right now we have a couple of callers. It's very obvious they're preparing us for the fact they're going to a war with Iran. Now, the fact that is brought out, Iran, contrary to everything you've heard, has not decided to build a nuclear bomb. Iran has not started to build a nuclear bomb. Iran has been cooperating with the International Atomic Commission and their inspectors, contrary to all the propaganda you're hearing. But despite the fact that Iran has not decided to build the bomb, has not tried to start building the bomb, why, of course, Matthew Koenig, who is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, he's the Staten, a fellow, a security fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, has basically says that we should attack Iran so we don't have to worry about the fact that they might change their mind, but we're going to leave their military intact so that they can retaliate against us, or, although we didn't mention it, obviously, Israel, and we will simply absorb the retaliation, and then Iran will certainly be delayed for several years in developing a nuclear weapon, and that is the most illogical thing I've ever heard. Well, if you have a question or comment, don't be bashful, give us a call. And certainly if you want to get the transcript of what was said at this covert meeting, we can get to that information. Right now, let's go to Richard calling from Spokane, who wants to talk about Iran. Hi, Richard. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it. Iran and Israel have definitely been in the news quite a bit lately, and I just think that the more we kind of look at the biblical narrative, it kind of seems like things are falling into place. I was wondering if Psalm 83 at all was on your radar.
It's all in my radar, certainly Psalm 83, certainly Isaiah 17, Ezekiel 38 and 39. All of these things I think we have to consider, because we look at it, or most people look at it, from a geopolitical point of view. But, of course, and from a financial point of view and from a power point of view, as a Christian, we have to also include the spiritual point of view and the prophetic things that are happening today. I share your concern.
Yeah, it's really interesting. A lot of times, a lot of the pastors, you know, from the different pulpits, they focus quite a bit, those who are faithful enough to, you know, preach on prophecy, which is, I think almost 20% of the Bible is predictive prophecy, and the ones that are faithful enough to preach on it, they kind of tend to focus on Ezekiel 38, 39, the Gog Magog invasion, and yet it says that, you know, at that time, Israel will be dwelling in the center of the land, unsuspectingly, having recovered from the sword, in a land of unwalled villages with neither bars nor gates nor walls, and yet, boy, that's not the condition of national Israel today. And so I think that Psalm 83, which is interesting, it lists 10 different Arab ethnicities that confederate together to come against Israel for the purpose of destroying it from being a nation, that the nation be remembered, that the name be remembered no more. It's interesting that none of those immediate people that surround Israel, that actually touch Israel's borders, are mentioned as participants in that larger outer ring Gog-Magog invasion, and I kind of think they get dealt with first. Any thoughts on that?
I'm not going to say what's going to happen. I don't know. I think it's going to be fascinating. I think we need to study the scriptures. We need to know what it says. Of course, you remember the Isaiah prophecy about the destruction, Isaiah 17 prophecy about the destruction of Damascus. And then, of course, Ezekiel 38, 39. I think we have to take all of these into account. We do know that there's going to be a great war over there. And, of course, this could not take place until Israel would be reconstituted as a nation. And that, of course, was to occur in one day, which it did back in 1948. And people give you all the reasons why this happened and the wicked people who were involved. And a lot of them really were not very nice people, the people within the labor Zionist movement. But it doesn't matter. God can use nice people. He can use evil people for his purpose. But God, I believe, brought and reconstituted Israel after almost 2,000 years. I think we're living in the most exciting times and there's been in the last 2,000 years. I think we're privileged to live at this time. And all we're going to do is just watch it unfold. It's interesting to conjecture, but I'm not smart enough and I'm not enough a theologian to tell you. I can tell you where the information is in the Bible. I can tell you what it says. But I'm not going to tell you that I'm clever enough to give you the proper interpretation. But I think just the most important thing is to know the Lord and to believe in the validity of the scriptures. Anything else, Richard?
No, I just want to, I guess, say I agree wholeheartedly with what you said. And there's I use the signs of the times that are just so evident in the scriptures as a way to challenge the people around me that don't believe. And I say, hey, you know, a lot of this stuff was written 2,600 years ago, especially with the whole reestablishment of the nation of Israel, you know, Ezekiel 36:37. And I challenge the non-Christians to kind of do the math and add it up. I say it's not happening in a corner, you know, somewhere. It's right on your 5 o'clock news every day. And for anybody who wants to know, you can see the signs are all around us, and they were predicted well in advance.
We have an excellent video, a DVD set put together by our good friend, Pastor Billy Crone. It's called The Final Countdown, and basically it's 10 DVDs. And I've watched it, and I really want to watch it again. So much vital information. He does a great job of putting this all together, how all the prophecies are coming to pass. And there's just no way that this could have happened by accident. I think reviewing what has been prophesied, in many instances, far more than 2,000 years. Anyway, Richard, God bless. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Eugene, who's calling us from Lansing, Michigan. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But as you certainly read the papers today and you watch television, remember, the Brotherhood of Darkness controls the medium. The Brotherhood of Darkness is controlling our reality. The Brotherhood of Darkness is preparing us for a war over there, and whether the war is going to be started by Israel attacking Iran, or by the United States attacking Iran, or by suddenly our intelligence agencies creating a false flag or phony attack. And remember, of course, the Gulf of Tonkin incident. They lied to us about that. It wasn't that way at all. Suddenly they lied to the American people about the bombing of the battleship Maine to get us into the Spanish-American War. They lied to us about the sinking of the Lusitania. They tried to use that to get us into the war. In 1915, they set that ship up. It was supposed to have a destroyer escort. And the High Lord of the Admiralty pulled the destroyer escort off the Lusitania, which was actually a ship of war carrying war materials as well as passengers into a war zone. The High Lord of the Admiralty was a man named Winston Churchill, who just happened to be a Druid, who happened to be a Mason, who just happened to be part and parcel of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. But he always had a good press, and when you understand that, things make much more certain. Will they create some sort of an incident to justify taking us into the war? Well, right now let's go to Eugene calling from Lansing. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Will they have a phony attack on the United States as occurred on September 11th? Because, of course, if you watch the Twin Towers come down, you see the vaporization of cement. Over 1,000 bodies were vaporized. How do you vaporize a body when you have a pancake collapse? Can you tell me that? How could you possibly crash a plane into the Pentagon and leave only one little piece of wreckage outside? It obviously didn't come from a major American airliner. What happened to the wings? What happened to the motors of the plane that crashed into the Pentagon? But doesn't matter how ridiculous it is, if you say it often enough, the people will believe. Hi, Eugene. How are you doing?
Sounds like I hear the music. You want to wait till after the break?
Oh, no, I will.
Hey, I just wanted to say real quick, I'll probably be able to squeeze it in. You know, I just want to tell everybody out there, you know, you probably got church people like I do, church friends and all that kind of stuff that don't believe all this kind of stuff. They're not into listening to Radio Liberty or Alex Jones and all that kind of stuff. And if you want to Facebook a message, I thought of this tonight. And I'm going to
hold that thought for just a minute. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we'll be back in just a moment here with Eugene from Lansing, Michigan. Hi, Eugene. Go ahead. Now, what was this?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Eugene calling from Lansing, Michigan. He suggested what you ought to do is get on Facebook and just send some sort of a message to your friends. And basically, what was the message you wanted to put out there?
It was something just simple, short and sweet, because, you know, we know that a lot of people have a problem believing this kind of stuff. And until they get their feet wet and then they move out deep enough in the water and stuff makes sense to them. So something simple, short and sweet, something I was thinking like this. Is something like 9/11 was an inside job, and any quote-unquote terrorist act that predicates a war with Iran will be too. Just simple, short, and sweet. And you know what I do is I have a few different groups on my Facebook page, and I send it to a group at a time.
Well, go ahead and do that. And I will tell you, it's going to be very hard to convince people. It took me 2 or 3 years, even with all I know, to finally be willing to accept the fact that it was an inside job. It was really the realization that all that dust we see was vaporized cement. And how do you vaporize cement without explosives? I mean, suddenly a pancake could collapse you would see the pancake, you would see the cement broken, but it would be vaporized. And all you need to do is look at the buildings, come down. First of all, we're told that the top of the building, the superincumbent weight of the top of the buildings, collapse the rest of the buildings. But if you watch those buildings come down, the tops of the buildings are vaporized. They just disappear. And then, of course, you see the massive clouds of dust. But it said they went over 1,000 bodies, were vaporized, never to be found, no sign of them. How does that happen from a pancake collapse? And obviously we've been lied to. It was that fact. And watching Building 7 come down, they convinced me Building 7 was obviously a controlled demolition. Anything else, Eugene?
Yes, I'd like to say, you know, you were talking, before we got onto this, you were talking about what they might do to instigate a war with Iran. And I don't know if you heard, but I heard from Alex Jones the other day. He said that back a few years ago, I think it was 07, that Dick Cheney had some warships that were painted up to mimic Iranian warships, and that they were actually gonna attack an American naval ship with American sailors on it, or Navy SEALs. Just depends on the document you read on the internet. And but this was the actual plan, and that the National Security Council stopped them because they figured it was too brazen, it would get too much publicity, and somebody would blow that can wide open, and they'd be found out to be the liars that they are. But this was already in the works, and I don't know if you guys or your listeners had heard that yet, so I thought I would put it out there. You can look it up. This is documented.
Oh, I wouldn't be, nothing would surprise me, having read Operation Northwood. I mean, that was, of course, the secret Joint Chiefs of Staff planned to justify an attack on Cuba after the Bay of Pigs invasion. Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go, Eugene?
No, sir. Good talking with you. You take care. You're doing a great job. Keep it up, bud.
God bless. Okay, fine. And so let's go ahead and talk to... we lost Janice. Janice, if you're out there. Janice, if you're out there, please give us a call. I'm sorry, I did not mean to cut you off. And let's hope Janice will call back. Janice was calling us from the Fraser Valley, and I just pushed the wrong button. Let's go to Dave calling from Central New York. Once again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and Janice, please give us a call back. And, hey, Dave, do you have a question? Oh, how are you listening to us there in Central New York? Are you hearing us on the, one of the stations in the north part of New York? What part of New York do you live in?
I live in Herkimer, New York, next to Ilion, which is the home of Remington Rifles and Shotguns. Central New York, I listen to WJIV-FM.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm so glad we have an outlet in that area. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. In relation to 9/11, you talk about explosives and being made, the cement being made into dust. And I wonder, there might have been chunks, even though they might fall. I was wondering, what is your possibility of thinking that the building, whenever it was designed, the cement and different things may have been designed with explosives built in? That's far out. But for a time later, who knows? The architectural plans, nobody seems to have access to them. But what do you think of that thought?
I really don't think that they ever designed a major building like that with explosives built into it. I think that they were probably put in. You know who was in charge of a company that was in charge of maintenance of that building?
No, I don't.
His name was Neil Bush. He was the president's brother. He was on the board of directors of the company that was involved with the maintenance of the building. And certainly there was a lot of activity there on the weekends. Certainly they were shutting the building down immediately before the 9/11 report attack. They needed an excuse to go to Afghanistan. We know from Richard Clark's book that the plans for the attack on Afghanistan were on the president's desk on September 10th, 2001. The following day came the attack.
Be right back. I heard that thermite was used, very hard to explosive designed for thermite.
Hold that thought, and we'll be right back here. Okay, go right ahead. We don't know what the explosive was. There are all sorts of stories out there, and I don't try to conjecture on it. Certainly, I know that Sidney Stephen Jones, Dr. Stephen Jones, of Brigham Young University, was forced to resign. The university was forced to retire him simply because he questioned what had happened. And why suddenly won't they allow anybody to talk about it? Anybody who talks about it will be destroyed. And he was probably lucky to be alive today. And I've talked to Dr. Stephen Jones, and you get his material off the internet. And suddenly he thinks that there was a type of thermite that was used. I don't know what it was. And it's all conjecture. They're not going to tell us, but I think Dr. Jones is probably closer than anybody else. And they have found a specific new type of thermite in the dust. And I think that's the best explanation. But we will never know until somebody comes forward, maybe 20 or 30 years from now, and tell us what really happened.
I wonder how long it took to do such a job, and who designed the explosives and the method of carrying it out, where to place them. It must have been quite a project.
I'm sure it was, and we will never know until somebody comes forward and volunteers the information. And believe me, it would be worth their life if they did.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, God bless. Thanks very much for calling, and let's hope we don't erase, of course, Janice calling from British Columbia and the Fraser River Valley. Hi, Janice. How are we doing?
Fine, thank you.
How do you hear us up there in the Fraser River Valley?
Well, it was really weird. I just went online and went to one link, and then this popped up.
All right, fine. Well, we're glad to have you with us, and you can listen to us 24 hours a day at our website at RadioLiberty.com.
Do you have a question? Yes, I do have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Here we sit in our little homes, and there's very little us small people can do as far as if the United States or Israel goes to war with Iran. But I just have a simple question. How do we prepare for this personally, and how will it affect us personally?
Well, you want to prepare, certainly, first of all, fiscally. You want to prepare. You want to have food on hand and water on hand and medical supplies on hand and get your finances in shape, because this could have a profound impact on the value of your currency, although you're probably better off in Canada than we are here. But also, you prepare for it spiritually. Do you have a personal relationship with our Lord?
I do.
All right. Well, this may be all that will see any of us through what's going on today. We are living in terrible but prophetic times. We'll be right back here in a moment.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Janice calling us from the Fraser River Valley up there in British Columbia, listening on the internet, asking what she can do to prepare. And we gave her the standard Sydney response: food, dehydrated food, water, medical supplies. Get the finances in order, but of course the most important thing any of us can do is have a personal relationship with our Lord, because that is all that I believe that we may end up with. We can make all the physical preparations, but without the Lord's help, we will not survive, and many of us will not survive the time that lies ahead. I think we're going into terrible and chaotic times, although I do believe that Janice is probably far safer up there in the Fraser River Valley than we would be in the major cities here in the United States, because there's nothing up there. You will not be a target for nuclear attack or chemical or biological attack. And hopefully, of course, the Canadian people will not, of course, enter into all sorts of violence and chaos. And chaos, as I fear, is going to sweep our cities. Anything else you wanted to say or ask Janice before we let you go?
No, that was very good. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
But please keep listening. We look forward to hearing you again. Let's go to you're welcome. Let's go to Bill, who's calling from Spokane. Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Good. I was going to say about Iran, you know, they don't really need a false flag or any kind of a provocation or anything over there, because they're already doing the covert operations. The CIA is, and assassinating their scientists, and they already have thousands of targets picked out to bomb. I mean, at this point, the United States is such an aggressive military power that they're not asking permission. I mean, they don't need a big campaign with the weapons of mass destruction like Bush, where they go and get the authorization and all of that. They're already just sending them. I mean, Obama sent troops to Uganda and didn't even consult Congress. He just sent a letter. So, I mean, I don't really think that they need to resort to that anymore. I would be more concerned about what they're going to be doing on television as far as deceiving us about the civil unrest in order to justify trying to suspend all civil liberties or something like that. I mean, they could do something with the Occupy movement. They could do the pressure from above, pressure from below technique and cause the people to think that a revolution is taking place when one really isn't taking place.
You're absolutely right, Bill, and we are, what most Americans don't understand, we are at war with Iran today. We actually had given $400 million to terrorist organizations over there to assassinate, to kill, to try to disrupt the Iranian government. That's an act of war. So we're flying our planes over that country. That's an act of war. We have put sanctions on Iran. We put sanctions on their sale of oil. We put sanctions on their relationship of their central bank with other central banks. That is an act of war. We are actively killing either we or our friends in Mossad, or certainly both of them working together. We're killing their scientists. We've killed 5 of the nuclear scientists. We've killed some of their diplomats. That is an act of war within the last month. Why we simply blew up, as somebody blew up one of their nuclear production facilities, that is an act of war. We're already at war with Iran, and the American people are so dense and so concerned about the Super Bowl, they don't understand that. But because it's a Bill's contention that we do not need any sort of a false flag operation to justify going to war. The president will just do it. But, Bill, you have to understand that they have to get the American people behind the war, especially if we're moving into an election year. So basically, they're going to have some sort of a justification. It doesn't have to be honest. They can create an incident of any sort, or they can get the Israelis to do the attack, and then the Iranians would retaliate against either us or against the Israelis, and that would be used. My real belief is we have people planted in their government. I believe war has been planned for a long, long time. And but they will come up with some sort of a justification for it. Either Iran will attack us, they'll try to convince us that it happened. And all they need is an attack on one of our ships. And it doesn't even have to occur. The Gulf of Tonkin didn't occur, but the American people believed it occurred, because they told us over and over and over and over again on television the Gulf of Tonkin incident occurred, and we honestly believed it, even though it was a lie. So it's going to be fascinating to see what's going on. Our job is to try to get the American people to realize the media's control. They control our reality. Anything else, Bill?
Well, I was just thinking that possibly they could even use the television to deceive people about possibly just civil unrest movements. I don't know if you saw the documentary, The Revolution Business, but the incident where the people riding the horse came in to attack the protesters in Egypt, that was staged by intelligence agencies connected to the CIA, and they trained the revolutionaries to come into the crowd and to cause it to happen. But then once Mubarak left, the military is still in control, so they didn't achieve any freedom if the military is still in control. And the way that things are ratcheting up in the United States, you know, you could see how possibly they could cause some kind of a fake vanguard situation. I don't know.
I think all we can do is just try to convince the American people this is all contrived, and tell them to get to watch Dustin Hoffman Wag the Dog. That was a wonderful, wonderful movie. It's theoretical, certainly. It was all make-believe, and yet there was so much truth in that. I think it was called Wag the Dog.
Have you heard of the Delphi technique?
Yes,
And they're using this in the Occupy movement, so even though there's legitimate activists in the movement, then they infiltrate it and they get the people to cause tension. They get them arguing back and forth about one or another thing, and then the facilitator pulls back, and then he leads them to their situation.
So, but remember, all of these organizations are infiltrated. They control the left, they control the right, they control the Republicans, the Democrats, the conservatives, the liberals. They control most of our anti-communist organizations, our conservative organizations, our liberal organizations, our Christian organizations. They're all infiltrated. I can only think of one or two of the, and believe me, I know most of them that are not infiltrated. And certainly the Occupy movement is thoroughly infiltrated and is being largely funded by the other side. A lot of legitimate reasons for what they say. They're absolutely right about we're the 99%. They should say we're the 99.9%. But you notice they're not demonstrating in front of the Harold Pratt House at 5080 68th Street in New York, the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations. They're not demonstrating in front of David Rockefeller's or Exxon's offices or accusing the Trilateral Commission. They're just sort of confusing Wall Street. It's Wall Street's fault. It's all contrived to confuse us, and this is why. Please get people to listen to our programs, will you? And we got to go to the other callers.
Okay.
So let's go to Robert calling from Spokane, and our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Robert, how are we doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. Hey, last week I heard you say that the Emperor of Japan tried to surrender Japan 6 months before we dropped the bomb.
Yes.
And I have heard that as well.
We actually have a clipping out of the, and we provide it free of charge. Anybody wants it? It was actually published in the Chicago Tribune on the 15th of August, 1945. I think that's the date. I actually got this from the Chicago Tribune. I went to their files, and a lot of them had been destroyed, but they actually had this. I got a copy, a nice clean copy, and we make it available. And they talk about how the Japanese have been trying to, now not the emperor, but how the Japanese have been trying to surrender for 6 months. The only thing they asked was that the emperor not be tried as a war criminal, which he wasn't going to be anyway because he was a member of the Order of the Garter, a member of the secret society, one of the most important secret societies in the world, which most people have never heard of. But, of course, the average individual doesn't understand that the invasion of Okinawa and of Iwo Jima and the dropping of the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki were totally unnecessary, and all those people died simply because they wanted as many people to be slaughtered as possible so they could bring about their world government. Anything else, Robert?
Well, I just wanted to ask you, I had heard that they had isolated the emperor from the public. Nobody had heard his voice, anything, and it really, really was the warmongers and the generals that were running the war. And that the emperor, even though, let's say, he may have wanted to surrender, the generals wouldn't allow that.
I really don't know. Maybe that's true. But I do know that that was the one stipulation they had. We asked for unconditional surrender. They said unconditional surrender, but the emperor, who is their god, could not be tried for war crimes. Eventually, of course, they gave unconditional surrender, and after killing all those people unnecessarily, we said, well, we're not going to try them anyway. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I really don't know whether that's true or not, but I can tell you that the generals stipulated that, at least according to the article we have, and it is available by getting in touch with us at Radio Liberty. We'll provide that article for you. It's fascinating to actually hold these things in your hand. Unfortunately, with an electronic miracle of duplication, we can get you a good copy of that article. Anything else, Robert?
Well, one more thing. I heard you say earlier in the broadcast about the Lusitania and the sinking of that, and that the admiral, he was the
the admiral, High Lord of the Admiralty, Winston Churchill.
Churchill. And right. He led them into the slaughter there.
Right.
And that's very well documented, to bring the Americans into the war. I have also heard that the Germans actually tried to advertise in newspapers in America that do not travel on the Lusitania. They're bringing munitions in, and they tried to warn us, but there weren't only two newspapers would run their ad to add to the conspiracy, I guess.
Well, basically, the State Department put pressure on the newspapers not to run that ad. The last thing the State Department wanted was for the people to learn that this was a, they were being put on a warship and they were being sent to the death. And the passengers, you know, who had heard that they, that there might be an attack on the Lusitania, contacted the State Department, and they assured them there was nothing to worry about. You'll just be as safe as you can be. And they sent those Americans to die. But they had to kill some Americans to get America into the war, and they really thought that the sink of the Lusitania would do that, but the American people didn't want to go to war in 1915, 1916. The last thing that the Americans wanted was to enter the, what they realized was a senseless war over there. Let me put our telephone number out again. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, but basically, they were not able to get us into a war until, I think it was April of 1917. And Sydney, over 2 years after, or almost 2 years after the sinking of the Lusitania, before they were able to manipulate America into the war. And I really believe, because the story of the Zimmerman letter, which most people have never heard of, but I think Zimmerman was probably a covert agent operating at the highest level of the German government. He was supposedly the German foreign minister, and Zimmerman supposedly had written a letter to the German ambassador to Mexico saying, if there is a war with the United States, you try to talk the Mexican government into attacking the United States. Supposedly the British had intercepted the message, and when Zimmerman was asked if he had written the letter, did he deny it? Oh, no, he says, of course I wrote the letter. I know that by admitting that, the America's going to come in, but that's all right, said the, I would not deny that I'd written the letter. That's the most ridiculous story I ever heard, but that's in essence what happened. Well, he did not say, I know America's going to come into the war, but the logical thing for him to have done was either not comment or deny he'd written this this message, say it was contrived. That's what our diplomats would have done, but instead, by admitting he had actually was trying to get Mexico to attack the United States in case it was war, they were able to convince the American people we should enter that senseless war that killed 125,000 American soldiers, wounded probably two or three that times that many, and prolonged that senseless war for another year and a half. Because the war would have ended in 1917, everybody was exhausted. The French, the Germans, the English were all exhausted. They lost the flower of the youth of France and of Germany and of England during that time. And they just killed off a whole generation of young and idealistic people in those senseless bayonet charges. And there was no reason or justification for the war. I mean, the English didn't hate the Germans. The Germans didn't hate the English. In fact, there's a story I've told, you know, at Christmas when they actually ceased fire, and the Germans and the English came out of the trenches and sang, you know, the Christmas hymns together. But, of course, we never tell those stories. The men didn't want to fight. They were simply manipulated by their evil rulers. And, of course, behind that was, of course, Cecil Rhodes' secret society that manipulated that war and controlled the English government at the time. And their counterparts in the United States, led by Colonel House, who led a group called the Inquiry, that wanted to get us into the war. And the reason for the war was because they wanted a one-world government. They weren't going to get it unless it was a horrible and bloody war, unless a lot of people died. And then there would be a clamor for world government. And after World War One, the people of Europe were willing to give up their sovereignty, but the American people weren't. And it was because of that, of course, that the League of Nations failed. And when that happened, then World War II became inevitable. And that's when they began planning for World War II, and they began working to bring Hitler to power and to build up the German military in preparation for the coming war. John, anything else you'd like to say before we let you go? Oh, it's Rich Robert in Spokane. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I just love history when you learn these treasures, these little nuggets that nobody knows about, you know. And they make Winston Churchill out to be such a hero. He led all these Americans into slaughter. And you just have to learn history because it continues to repeat itself.
Amen to that. We actually have a syllabus. It's called Iraq, the Untold Story. And hold on just a minute. I'll tell you about that when we get back. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we were just talking about something. We have a syllabus. It's called Iraq.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States...
The information we have is a DVD called Iraq, the Untold Story. It's basically the story of all of the wars of the last century and the preceding century. And then, of course, there's a syllabus that goes with that that has all sorts of documentation, including the William Dodd letter to Colonel House in 1936, talk about all of the weapons that all the American corporations over in Germany in 1936, building the weapons for the Nazis, that, of course, and since there was no money to be made, why were 100 American corporations over there building weapons for the Nazis? And that was a, we have this letter I found among Colonel House's papers, and so many of the other things we found among Colonel House's papers and elsewhere are included in the syllabus. That's Iraq, the Untold Story. We recommend it to you. And then, of course, we want to call to your attention to the fact that we're moving towards a dictatorship in America. We have a special called the Coming Dictatorship Special, and it has a CD set, Coming Dictatorship, a four-tape set on China and how America turns China over to the communists. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the communists did not win the revolution. We turned China over to the communists. And then a CD set on the Military Commission Act, a DVD on the Planned Police State, and a syllabus on the Planned Police State. And then we have another a special. It's called the Concentration Camp Special. It includes a CD set on concentration camps in America, a DVD entitled Barbed Wire on America, another DVD called Amazing Clips, put out by our good friend Sidney David Wagner. We have a book called The Master Plan, and then the information on the Civilian Inmate Program. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they do have a civilian inmate program for the United States. Either the Concentration Camp Special or the Coming Dictatorship Special are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You can get any of the items separately. You must understand there really are people who want a dictatorship in America. They have built their concentration camps. If you want to see them, go to your internet and type in Jesse Ventura, YouTube FEMA camps. That's Jesse Ventura, YouTube FEMA camps. And suddenly you can actually see them there. Or if you want to see the coffins, the tens of thousands of coffins, do the same thing. Just try to on YouTube, Jesse Ventura, human coffins, or just coffins. Understand the information is there. You need to access it. You need us to help to get your information out. We hope that you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com, read the material we have there. So we have all my newsletters, and we have a lot of other subjects as well, population control agenda monograph, my articles on HIV and how it is being used for population control. And then, of course, we have other material. We hope that you'll go to our section on DVDs. Just watch them. We have all sorts of actually a section on videos. You can watch those. We have another section on other videos on the web, and certainly most of the videos of Ron Paul, DVDs, the debates. Just the part of what Ron Paul has said in the debates we have there. But go to that section. It's called Other Videos on the Web. They're all available at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. We hope many of you, if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or help us, will call us at 1-800-544.